Every weekday, about 30 NASA scientists phone into a conference call and then, as a team, remotely control one of two robotic rovers on the planet Mars. Except today, everyone on the roll call has a name like Brenda or Kathy.
Eileen is here for MI.
Eileen?
Yep, I'm here.
Eileen Yingst is a planetary geologist who works at UW Green Bay. She's happy NASA has reached what she calls a critical mass of female scientists.
To a certain extent, it is mundane. We are still at the point where, you know, out of 30 scientists, there are only 4 women. But, you know what? The first mission I was on 5 years ago, there was one.
Now Yingst says enough women have PhDs and are qualified to work for NASA. She had her 2 young children in the office today.
Come here, please.
Yingst deals with the same challenges as all working mothers and an entrenched old boys club that is slowly changing. She says it wasn't until the 1980s that a woman sat on mission control.
They had to put in a new bathroom, that type of thing. I mean, you see the pictures, it's all these guys wearing white short sleeve shirts and black ties, and that was the way it was done. But these things take time, and you know, I think we can be proud of the progress that we have made. I think we've made significant progress. I think today is proof of that.
For the next female milestone at NASA, Yingst says they hope to have an all-woman team controlling both the Spirit rover and the Opportunity rover on Mars. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.